Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is taking over for David Greene as NPR's correspondent in Tripoli. David has spent the last month covering the Libyan conflict from the border to the capital. And as he prepares to leave, he shares these reflections.
I began my reporting 4 weeks ago, trying to hear from Libyans, any Libyans, about what was happening in their country. Along the Tunisian-Libyan border, it felt like being in the arrivals hall of an airport, watching one traveler after another emerge from Libya. I didn't know exactly who I was waiting for, anyone with a story. This man, whose name we're withholding for his safety, told us about where he lives in Libya, a place called Nalout. At the time, he said the city was behind the rebels. But no one could go on the streets to protest anymore, he said. Gaddafi's military had shown they would use violence to empty the streets. We got a different story from another man who drove across. He said everyone loves Gaddafi.
We Libyans love Gaddafi. We feel comfortable. What we want in life is just, you know, to be comfortable, to be safe. So that's what he offers.
You'll notice how the truth in Libya is tough to pin down. I found the same thing once I got to the capital, Tripoli. This school was closed last month when protests broke out in the capital. When kids returned, they were back to singing this pro-government anthem. I asked the teacher what she told them about why school had been closed. Nothing, she said. Everything is fine here. And that's the message. 24 hours a day on state television, where all you see is green flags waving and a lot of cheering.
Bit, bit, dar, dar, zanga, zanga.
For Libyans who watch CNN or Al Jazeera instead, the government tells them that's all lies. It says so on billboards around Tripoli, written in Arabic. Brother citizens, be careful of the news. Lies and rumors are misleading. The government wants Tripoli to seem like a place full of people who revere Gaddafi. It's not about making that impression on the West. It's about getting that message to stick in the capital. But there are signs that Gaddafi's grip on the capital could be loosening. At a recent funeral, the government's message seemed to backfire. On one hand, angry men fired bullets into the air. They had come to remember civilians who, we were told, had been killed in airstrikes. But I met a man at the funeral who discreetly chatted with a few journalists. He whispered as men with guns stared him down. Many people in Tripoli, he said, don't believe airstrikes are killing civilians. He insisted the funeral we were witnessing was a hoax. Again, hard to pin down the truth, but the government's response to questions about the funeral was curious. A Gaddafi spokesman, Ibrahim Musa, tried to explain why there were no coffins and no bodies.
You know, someone, some official, you know, stupidly thought that he can do it, but people completely rejected because people are tribes and each of them want their kid or their girl or their mother or father to be buried next to the family cemetery, and that's why the whole thing failed, and they took.
That may or may not be the Gaddafi government beginning to unravel in the face of enormous pressure and relentless airstrikes. The bombs and missiles falling all week here in Tripoli have opened a new chapter in this story. As I leave Libya, I think of the cheering crowds who remain steadfast in their support for Gaddafi. And also voices like this, the man I met at the funeral. I called him back recently. He finds hope in what Western powers are doing to weaken Gaddafi.
I thank them very much. I want them to carry on because Libyan people, they need help.
David Greene, NPR News, Tripoli.